You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense, stay within your limits. Go to gamesense.ab.ca. Mark Spector from Rogers Sportsnet joins us. Spec, how you doing?
Doing okay, man. Let's see a hockey game tonight here. It sounds like there's some roster changes right to the last second.
Yeah, for the Caps, Nick Dowd not showing up, so he is out with an upper body injury. The Oilers mixed up their lines due to injury. You know, their defense pairs. We'll see. I got to see it to believe it. They've seen guys in the morning skate, and then it's like one shift, and they go back to their D pairs. So we'll see what they do there. But the whole team's got to have a bounce back game, Spec. Like, it was a not good performance against Buffalo.
No, you can't. You know, the key for the Oilers here is we've seen them play one decent game in a row several times. Great. Like, let's sustain something here. The Buffalo game, that was probably the most disappointing thing, was is they battled one out Carolina, and they played well in a tough building against a really good team, and you thought, okay, like, maybe there's something to build on here. And then they go on to Buffalo and they throw it all in the garbage. You know, now you start again. Okay, let's try to win one in a row and play one good game in a row. So, yes, Jay, you got an arena tonight with a depleted Washington Capitals team that hasn't been winning many games. This is a good place to start something here.
Should be. Could have said the same thing about a Buffalo lineup. Didn't really work. Washington. Sure, Washington's not playing the way they want, I don't think. You know, they're kind of in the same boat. Like, the Capitals, you know what? They had a great regular season last year, and they're right in this. They actually got fewer points in the Edmonton Oilers right now. So they, you know, both of these teams should be hungry. What do you make of the Hyman with Frederick move? Is this a coach just saying, okay, you know what, Zach, we hope some of your energy can rub off on number 10?
Yeah, this is a coach. That's exactly how I see it. This is a coach trying to get, you know, a coaching staff trying to get the most out of a player that they haven't got anything out of yet. So this is all about Frederick, I think, too. It's all about Frederick, man. They're playing him on a line that should be – it's a pretty good third line. Frederick, Hyman, and Henrique, I don't mind that line one bit. So, you know what? I don't know what it's going to take for us to come out of a game saying, man, Frederick sure was a factor in that game. But I hope we're saying it for his sake. I hope we're saying it soon, because we're 22 games in. You know, we haven't said it yet.
Well, no, it's very true. Do you think it works?
I mean, it's completely up to him. Should he need to have a guy on his line that he has to watch hit people so that he knows it's his turn to hit? Really?
I agree with you.
What level of hockey are we playing here? But listen, man, the coach has tried a lot of stuff with Frederick, and it hasn't worked. So I applaud them for thinking of something new. How about that?
maybe it spreads out some scoring too, right? Like, in theory, you know, Hyman should be able to give you a little bit more of a scoring punch there, no question. But we'll see kind of where it goes from there. But looking at the defense, Spec, do you think we'll actually see those pairings that we saw with Nurse and Bouchard, Ekholm and Kulak, and Walman and Regula for any extended period tonight?
I don't know. I mean, you know, they have mixed things up quite a bit. It's hard for the coaching staff. I get it. Like, this is a veteran defense. We all knew going into the season, Ekholm and Bouchard are a unit, and they've been together through two Stanley Cups. And you know, Nurse is your number three, and that's what he is on this team. So you can switch the shell game around all you want. We know Nurse is your number three, and he's going to play with your next best guy, whether it's Walman or whoever you got. So it hasn't worked, is my point. They started the season with a pretty plug-and-play defense, and we're 21 games in, and it's been not good. So to me, I mean, these coaches, once again, Jay, they're playing the piano as fast as they can here. They're trying to find a way to get these guys going and playing at their level. But, you know, look at all the guys on that defense we're looking at. Like, it's only been the last few games Bouchard's been some resemblance of himself. You know, Ekholm's been okay. Nurse isn't. Walman isn't. Kulak isn't. Like, you tell me. Like, these are veteran guys that aren't performing. The coach is just trying to get him to perform. That's all he's trying to do here.
Yeah, well, I've got to try something because it definitely ain't working. Hey, what'd you think of the Rantanen hit last night?
Yeah, bad. You know, lousy hit. I don't buy the guy pushed me, then I pushed him. I don't buy that. He drilled him from behind in a dangerous place, and you could have paralyzed the guy. That's what I think of that hit. Don't like it a bit. If I'm George Parros, there's suspensions, but George Parros doesn't like suspending anyone. That's why they put him in charge, I guess.
Yeah, well, I listened to Rant, and he's like, hey, you know what? I'm not that player. Yeah, guess what? I'm not that player, but that's the play you made, right? Like, that's the play you made. So in that instance, that's who you are, right?
Yeah, it's the whole hitting from behind thing is, it's a very confusing to me. First of all, there's a million instances where the guy that is the victim turns at the last second, or he's just flat out playing the game with his back to the rink. And those guys, I don't have a lot of sympathy for when they get drilled in the numbers, when they're standing there for 10 seconds with their numbers to the rink. What do you think's going to happen? This was not that. This was two guys going into a corner. It's a time to be a little more careful. It's not a time to shove a guy. Again, I think the only way to stop it is to handle proper suspensions, but they don't do that, Jay. So if they don't care, I'm asking you, Jay, why do we care, right? If the players don't care because they never make a stink about it, and the league doesn't care because they've built the system they built, why do you and me care? Why do our listeners care? Who cares, I guess, right?
I don't know, man. Hits from behind are such a joke. It bothers me.
League doesn't seem to think so.
Yeah, well, clearly they don't, and it's embarrassing to me.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. Why do we care? That's all I'm asking.
Well, I think if we, that's a pretty slippery slope to go down, though. Well, if we don't care, then why should I care? But that's not, I don't think that's a great, I just look at it and say it's a dirty play. And it's one that, now I didn't have, is he getting a hearing or is he not getting a hearing?
I just saw Elliott report today. There will be nothing.
No hearing, eh? Well, yep. And Romanov's on IR already for the Islanders. So shocking.
Is he?
Yeah. He's put on IR today. So that's,
yeah. And I guess I'd say to you that if the players really cared, it would become a thing in the PA, and the PA would come to the table with the league and say, this player safety department that doesn't ever suspend anyone for anything, we want higher standards. We want greater discipline. We want Rantanen to sit for 3 or 4 games. I don't care if he hasn't done it before. But the Players Association isn't saying that, Jason. And they're the ones going head first into the board. So they're more, the PA's always been more interested in protecting the perpetrator than the victim. It's what they've always done. And I guess I'm saying, if the players aren't worried about it, why the hell are we worried about it?
No. looking at going back to the orders, and Ingram played another good game last night. We had the question from a texter, and how long do you think it would be? And I spoke to someone from the organization. I basically, I got the response that end of the month at the earliest. Like, they need to see at least 5 games. And then there's the whole, because I know I read in your interview, Speck, and you talked to him, and I liked his honesty. He just said, I don't really like the spotlight. I don't like people looking at me. I don't like that. I'm like, well, you're in the NHL. That's, it's kind of a hard thing not to deal with. So did you get a sense from Ingram that he could handle playing in a Canadian market in the NHL?
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. You know what? I'm not going to say that I think he can handle it. I hope for his sake he can.
Okay.
The only thing that he said that I didn't love, there's only one thing that he said I didn't love. And he said, not that many people want to talk to the goalie anyhow. Like, in all the places I've played, my name's never on the board after the game.
Yeah.
I thought, uh-oh. Because you come to Edmonton as a goalie, and everybody wants to talk to you. And when you don't have a good game, you bet your names. When I say the board, that is the guys that have to stay out and talk to the media.
Yes.
Yes, your name is going to be on that board in Edmonton, whether you play well or play poorly, either way. So that part I didn't love. But I think that I'd say this. If he comes here and it goes well, he's going to be fine. If he comes here and it doesn't go so well, all bets are off. How about that?
But, well, I guess maybe the good news, if he comes here and he's replacing Skinner, Pickard. The way that Pickard's playing right now, it's not great. I know Stan Bowman, said earlier this week that, hey, I think if our team defense plays better, our goalies will play better. And there is some truth to that because the Oilers' team defense is not being good, right? Kevin Woodley outlined it on my show, and I want to read it, the exact quote about it. Was from the end of November, when Knobloch got hired there in 23, to the end of that season, the Oilers were top 10 defensive team and giving up high danger chances and second best in the NHL off the rush. Last season, even though there was a significant drop in the rush chances, they were still top 10 overall defensively. This year, they're 25th overall, they're 17th off the rush, 30th on in zone scoring chances, and 24th on the penalty kill when it comes up to a high danger chances. So their team defense simply hasn't been that good.
I think before you bring Ingram up, you better sort that out, right?
Yeah.
You better sort out the goal that Washington just scored where there's a guy standing in front of the net, not being checked by Ekholm, tipping a puck right in front of Skinner, that goes whatever, right? What happened here?
Yeah, Protas got the rebound.
I think he tipped it, rebound to the guy that's wide open. So my point is this. If I'm Stan Bowman, I'm not bringing Ingram in to play behind this team. That is a recipe for absolute failure. Let's get your defensive posture figured out in Edmonton. Let's find a defensive game. Let's tighten things up in their own zone, create a proper defensive environment. And then if Ingram's playing well on the farm, sure, bring him up, replace Pickard, bring him up, give him a shot. But don't give him a shot with what we've been watching the last 10 games here. That would be unfair to Connor Ingram.
Yeah. What do you make of, how much do you think, because Knobloch came in, but when he came in, so did Paul Coffey. How much do you make of Paul Coffey's absence? Is how much of a factor can that be in how the defense is playing in your eyes?
I don't know. Like, I honestly, Paul Coffey's not an X and O's guy. He's not the guy pouring over the video. We know that. Paul Coffey's a guy that's played the game so long and so successfully and has so much swagger and was so good. But the one thing he's good at, Jason, and it's not always like this with great players, he's been pretty good at getting his point across to today's player and to like fifth and sixth defensemen. We all know the story of the great players that tried to coach and couldn't get their point across because it just the game came to them so easily. Paul's different. He's been able to, he was effective. When Darnell Nurse started going bad, he sat down, Paul Coffey coached him out of it. He coached Kulak into a better player. He coached Bouchard into a better player. Like, you can't say he didn't. So, now that he's gone and they're all not playing so great, is that just a coincidence or is it cause and effect? I don't have an answer for you there. I don't have an answer for you, Jay. But it's one of the two. I mean, maybe it is cause and effect. Maybe his absence has to do with their poor defensive play this year. I couldn't have a hard time disagreeing with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's got to be some part of it. I just don't know how much of it. But clearly some of his messaging, I know you're like he didn't do a lot of, well, he did no video work. That wasn't his approach to the game. And everybody has a different approach. And, I know at times, he could be very direct in his approach. And, him and some of the other guys in the coaching staff kind of butted heads at times, my understanding. So, maybe that's a factor. We'll see. But, if being hard on guys is something that hasn't worked, you got to get into it. Because I look at a guy like Darnell Nurse, Spec, and he has been a ghost when it comes to playing with any sort of emotion this season.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that Paul Coffey has the he doesn't mind calling a guy out, say, be who you are. And I don't know if Mark Stewart does too. I can't tell you, right? The conversations between assistant coaches and players were just, you don't always know what they are and how they go. Maybe Mark Stewart's saying the same thing and it's not working. But, one thing about Paul Coffey, he's done it and he's been there. And when he tells you something, you can't look at him and say, oh, yeah, easy for you to say because he's done it before. So let's see where it goes. I got one thing to say. I think we got to agree on this. If the coaching staff wanted Paul Coffey to be around and at practice and around the team and talking to guys, he would be doing all those things. It is fair to assume that the reason he's not here isn't because Paul Coffey didn't want to be here. He's in the employ of the Edmonton Oilers, right?
Yeah.
If he was assigned to come in and do what he did last year, we'd see him around all the time. So he's not there for a reason. And whatever that reason is, maybe someone's got to change their mind. Let's see.
Fair point. Spec, good stuff. We will chat with you. Add to me.
All right. Sounds good. All right.